You say one thing led to another and you had a grassroots movement. Can you kind of go a bit more to detail about that?
Well, meaning that it's just starting out with a group of people of similar mind and hashing out plans, strategies, and then figuring out how to publicize what people need to know. And this is before social media.
Yeah, we went door to door with flyers, and we also tried to get some information into the schools. It was very difficult because another aspect is who is giving money to the schools. And sometimes when a business comes into town, they quote adopt a school. And Hodge was adopted.
They provided Christmas cookies and all sorts of, by the way, there's lead in your cookies too.
No, they wanted to put on a good
Oh,
face.
yeah, boy.
And
Hypocrites.
what we needed to do was to say, yes, they are going to supply jobs and so forth, but along with that, you have to realize that they're going to do something that might make your child sick. And that's the information that we had to get out, even though there were a lot of other things that they said were positive aspects of this business.
Yeah, and we were some folks in town, prominent folks, tried to paint us as being anti-business, which we weren't.
We were
We
asked to
just
leave
asked them to
town.
do their business in a way that it wasn't potentially harmful to public health. And getting people, we were very fortunate, and we had some great meetings, public meetings, and it raised enough hell that the TCEQ said they better come down here and have a public meeting because we contested the permit for the place, the air permit. And the TCEQ came in and, quite frankly, helped our cause because they were so incompetent in their presentations, just so patently false and devious. It was embarrassing how bad it was. But of course, that really helped because people realized that the regulatory agency was useless, and that we had to do this. And if it meant suing, then that's what we did.
What was the process of suing like?
Not as scary as you think it is.
No.
It was basically boiled down to we won our case with the TCEQ, one because one of the people who we had to prove that somebody had standing, meaning that they would be affected, and that we were able to do that. And it really, there's a rule on the books today that is a result of our success.
I think they overturned it.
Didn't we?
Yeah, it was the right to contest.
Yeah.
I mean, can you believe in the democracy that we had to win a lawsuit to say that we had the right to contest?
Yeah.
Really, think about
And
it.
the bottom line,
Yeah.
to make something that sounds so noble, to really put it as it is, we basically won, and United Copper did not put in the furnace which would have produced the lead because we bled them because of their legal fees. For every $10 we spent on legal fees, they spent 100. So it came down to, negotiating. We had negotiations with the company heads. We flew into DFW and we met them down at the Hyatt Airport there. And we'd talk and negotiate. We had our lawyer with us. Then we'd say, okay, proposals would be made, and everybody would then split their separate ways, go to conference rooms and talk, and then come back and say, well, this. And this went on for what, a couple of days? It was the sort of thing where you walked in, you took your wristwatch off and put it on the table to show that time didn't mean anything. We were
Oh,
here forever.
I need to interject one thing. Persistence pays off because this was 3 years down the road from when this first
That's
started.
right.
And a lot of people had lost track of it. They forgot it was even going on. They forgot the lawsuit was going on. They forgot everything. And by the time we won, it was barely a blip in the paper. but we won.
The city or the paper was mad because
this
all went down without them even knowing about it.
Yeah, they felt like they were supposed to know all this first so they could decide. And to have the public actually in a position of deciding something was not, it was totally unheard of.
Did